Bibles, if you will, turn to Proverbs chapter number 30. We don't have a lot of time together because of the testimony this morning and also some of the things that I've needed to go through, but it's been good, and thank the Lord that we can have testimonies. I'll tell you what, I don't know that I want to be a church that has no testimony time. Boy, I need to hear what God's doing, and the church is the forum for that to take place, and so we've had that this morning. Thank God for that. We are in Proverbs chapter number 30, and Proverbs 30, and I need somebody to read verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. You can help me, Brother Dave. Why don't you read those two verses for me today?
Proverbs 30. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
Okay, so we have a very clear statement in verse number 5, and that is every word of God is pure. And then we have another clear statement in verse number 6 that says don't add to God's words, right? All the cults have added to God's words. All the cults attack the word of God and the words of God as being corrupt. And the Jehovah Witnesses are no different. In fact, they have decided to put together their own translation of the scriptures, which, by the way, is not a translation because their translators didn't know Hebrew and Greek, but their own Bible, they've added to the words. I would remind you that we've talked about their false prophecies in the lessons that we've taught on the Jehovah Witnesses, speaking about the kingdom of God coming and how that flunked out in 1915 and it flunked out again and it flunked out again. And the test of a false prophet we know are whether their words come true or not, and their words have not come true. That would be enough for me to say no thank you right there. We've talked about their theme verse, their misinterpretation of the Bible, especially in having to do with the Jews. We've talked about Jehovah and Jehovah God in the Old Testament and how they've added the word Jehovah numbers of times in the New Testament. But I also showed you last week in Isaiah 40, verse 3, and also all the things that God states he is in the Old Testament and Jesus states he is in the New Testament, that Jesus in the New Testament is the Jehovah God of the Old Testament. And they need to know that. That would be a very good study for you to be very fresh in, is to understand that Jesus is the Jehovah of the Old Testament, the Jehovah God. We've gotten to their buzzwords, and we want to talk about their buzzwords. Of course, we got started on the 144,000 last week, and their 144,000, the problem is that they originated with the 144,000 that are going to go to heaven. The problem is their numbers are larger than 144,000 today. So then what happens to the rest of the Jehovah Witnesses? They take that 144,000 out of the end times of Revelation, that the 144,000 in Revelation are from the 12 tribes of Israel. They are clearly Jewish people that are saved in the Great Tribulation. This has nothing to do with the Jehovah Witnesses and the age of grace in which we're living in. This has everything to do with Jewish people in the Great Tribulation that are a remnant that follow the Lord and go into the millennial reign. And so the first problem we have is the number of people in heaven has to be more than 144,000, for there's a great multitude from every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, the Bible says. And so their number is off as far as a limitation to heaven. We are told about a group of 144,000. That would be the Jewish people. The book also shows in Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 4 that 24 elders are surrounding the throne. So this brings the grand total, if they're just looking at the 144,000 and not the great multitude in the 24, we're now at 144,024. And then countless multitudes in Revelation chapter 7, verse number 9. So if you study Revelation chapter 7 and you look at 144,000, you can totally discard the Jehovah Witnesses numbers and say they don't have any idea what they're talking about as far as the people in heaven. All right? You need to understand those things. The kingdom halls is their meeting places. We have a couple kingdom halls around here. Each hall divides its community into sectors and assigns the sectors to individual witnesses. They are known for having 5 meetings per week. Sunday, they usually have 2 services. One is called public talk, during which an elder gives a sermon or talk. After that, they usually have the watchtower study, which is a lesson based on an article from the current Watchtower magazine, which, by the way, is built on the latest founder's writings. And if that supersedes the Bible, then that's more important than the Bible. During a weekday, they have a theocratic ministry school, which is devoted to practice witnessing. Folks, these people are serious. During the week, they have a meeting for their witnesses, for their people to practice their witnessing. They teach the witnesses how to answer challenges and questions that typically encounter find while they're door knocking. Following this, they usually have the service 18 meeting. This involves training in matters pertaining to the congregation. At another time of the week, they have the book study, during which they study the Watchtower teachings from various Jehovah Witnesses books. Now, I'm a firm believer of this. We ought to be more serious about our faith, which is built on a solid foundation, the Word, than how serious they are about their faith. And they have no problem with 5 gatherings a week. Our independent Baptist churches are having problems with 3 gatherings on Sunday. That's too much. It's too much. It's my family day. You know, Wednesday night, you know, another time to come out to church. Listen, folks, these people don't even have the truth. But they have commitment. Man, what should the commitment be for those that do have the truth? Should be greater. Should be greater than those that don't. Father and mother is another phraseology. You'll hear them use. The Jehovah Witnesses organization is called the Faithful and Discreet Slave of Jehovah. Is often called merely the slave. The Jehovah Witness organization is called the mother. If we are to walk in the light of truth, we must recognize not only Jehovah God as our father, but his organization as our mother. Basically, if you're not part of the witnesses, you have not completed your salvation. You have to recognize God as Jehovah, and you have to recognize the organization as your mother. Publishers, to witness for the organization is considered a necessary part of one's salvation. I think believers ought to be a witness, but I don't think it's related to your salvation. Your salvation is all finished by Christ. In the Jehovah Witness religion, we instill fear into you to go witness, because if you don't go witness, you can't finish off your salvation. Every Jehovah Witness is expected to go witnessing at least once a week and must turn in a report. Individual witnesses are called publishers. They spend an average of 4 hours per week in this work. 4 hours per week in this work. One of the things that you'll find in the new year, one of the things that we're amping up is our outreach, where we gather together to go out, and it's going to be more than 2 times a month. Why? Well, the Jehovah Witnesses can spread a false gospel 4 hours a week, and we believe there's more need, and we got some different things that we're going to explain, we're excited about. But I'm convinced of this. Mount Zion Baptist Church is not knocking on enough doors. So you know they're outdoing us in our own community. That's a shame. That's a shame. They're spreading a Jesus that is not God, and there are more people hearing about the Jesus that is not God than there are those that are hearing about the Jesus that is God. That troubles me. I don't know if that troubles you. It ought to trouble you that there's more commitment to spreading error in our community than there is to spreading truth in our community. That's troublesome. This fellowship is another thing here. If you choose to believe differently than the society teaches, you will be guilty of independent thinking and will face devastating consequences. For every 100 Jehovah's Witnesses, more than one is disfellowshipped each year. Two out of every three are never reinstated. And so there's certainly that part of that. We have church discipline in the scriptures that's taught, particularly in the area of being divisive in the church and being immoral. If somebody's divisive in the body of Mount Zion Baptist Church, the Bible tells us to mark that person. If they're disobedient, the Bible tells us to withdraw ourselves from that person. If they're involved in immorality and they're unrepentant, the Bible tells us to turn them over to Satan, to excommunicate them out of the church. So there is Bible instruction on disciplining sin in the church. But this fellowshipping is what the Jehovah's Witnesses would look at, and it's much more far-reaching than what the Bible gives us in those scenarios. And so those are interesting things to know about them. They're buzzwords. Let's go to the next slide. Make sure I'm on here. We'll finish up with this next one. Who is God? Who is God to the Jehovah's Witness? One person God, not a three person God, so not a Trinity. One person God called Jehovah. The Jehovah Witnesses doctrinal system espouses a one person God called Jehovah. We know that God is recognized by other names in the scriptures, and we also know that there's a Trinity. For instance, in whose name should we meet together, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 4? In Christ's name. Demons are subject to whose name in the scriptures? They are subject to Christ's name. Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in whose name? By the way, this isn't minimizing God the Father. All I'm saying is this. We have a Trinity. We have God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, in whose name are you to believe and receive forgiveness of sins? But as many as received who? Him. Who's that? Christ. Okay? By whose name and no other do we receive salvation? Christ's name. And so their doctrine of God is flawed in the sense that it's a one-person God, not a three-person, one God, Trinity that the Bible teaches. I would spend more time there talking about the Holy Spirit, but we need to finish up today. Who is Jesus? Jesus is a created angel. That's a problem because we deal with, then we don't have a self-existent Christ. If Christ is not self-existent, that is, he is eternal, then he cannot be God. Right? And so they believe he's a created angel. We know that Jesus is higher or better than the angels. And so next time.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.